This is the Country Club. This is the Country Club. This is the Country Club.
Okay, here we go.
And now, we're going live.
With today's hottest channel hits.
And yesterday's way back playback.
It's your morning radio show.
A big good morning to you, Switzerland. Good morning, Europe. And a big howdy to the whole world from Zurich. This is Country Radio Switzerland. On www.countryradio.ch. Live, David Bowley. Enjoy your day.
Montag Morgen, wir schreiben den 13. Oktober im Jahr 2011. Ich bin der David Bolli und bin hier im Studio Zürich mit einem ganz grossen Lächeln auf dem Gesicht. Warum? Wir sind in Grindelwald und haben ein grossartiges Wochenende erlebt. Keith Anderson war dort. Rock Spenders, Liechtenstein, Shotgun Party, Joanna Cotton und der Jimmy Stewart. Und das Motto ist sie. Genau, come on. Post ist ganz herrlich abgegangen dort. Zum Teil sehr rockig, aber eine fantastische Stimmung. Das ist der Keith Anderson. Und nach dem Keith habe ich eine grosse Überraschung für dich. Stay tuned, mein Name ist David Bolli. Viel Spaß.
I got diesel on my sleeves, been powered up a cloud of dust. I just called my buddy Steve, he's been hauling hay from dawn till dusk. Said, get it in gear. We got long necks and long legs waiting for you over here. Yeah, come on, come on. We've been knuckle busting back, breaking head aching all week long. Yeah, come on, and we're looking for some loving and a sip of something strong. Gonna get it right, even if it's wrong. We gotta get it for the getting's gone. Yeah, come on. Since pumps. Tommy's tanked up, spitting game like an auctioneer. And that rocking little redhead whispered in my ear, let's go walking to the riverbed and get out of here. So come on, come on. We've been knuckle-busting back, breaking head aching all week long. Come on. And we're looking for some loving and a sip of something strong. Gonna get it right, even if it's wrong. We gotta get it for the getting's gone. Come on. Ah, come on. Woo!
Also wenn du den Titel los ist, dann weißt du Bescheid, wie es jemand abgegangen ist dort, oder? Wir sind um den Finger wickelt gewesen. Von grossartigen Musikern, von grossartigen Sängerinnen und Sänger. Und natürlich hat er seinen absoluten Hit abgebracht. Mr. Keith Anderson mit Wraparound. Mehr über das und die Überraschung in 3 Minuten 16.
You should see her every morning in my faded flannel shirt. Wearing her big bear slippers. She's so sexy that it hurts. And when I take her to the city, you should see her turning heads. They never seen nothing so pretty. She can't help but knock 'em dead. Yeah, yeah, she got a
can wrap around. She's the perfect combination of Ginger and Marianne. Down home sophistication, ain't no lines in her tan. No. Sometimes she likes to hear Sinatra, or sometimes CC Top. But if you crank the cucaracha, she'll dance until you, she'll dance until you drop. She got a kiss that burns me down. She got a touch that makes me come unwound. She got a smile that knocks me to the ground. My baby got the kind of love a man can wrap around, yeah. Oh, I don't think God ever, never made anything better. She got a kiss that burns me down. She got a touch that makes me come unwound. She got a smile that knocks me to the ground. My baby's got the kind of love. She got a kiss that burns me down. She got a touch that makes me come unwound. She got a smile that knocks me to the ground. My baby got the kind of love a man. You know my baby got the kind of love a man. Yeah, my baby got the kind of love a man can wrap around.
Wrap around, Keith Anderson am Samstagabend, grossartige Show in Grindelwald. Es ist wirklich erstaunlich, was die Leute jetzt in der Röni, der Thomas und natürlich all die Helfer all Jahr wieder zusammenbringen. Ein Haufen grosse Künstler kommen gerne nach Grindelwald, man hat eine familiäre Beziehung zu den Veranstaltern. Sie schauen wirklich auf die Leute, die dort sind und das wissen sie natürlich sehr zu schätzen. Tja, und so habe ich die Möglichkeit gehabt, mit den sämtlichen Leuten zu reden, mit den Leuten von Shotgun Party, mit den Joanna Carter, mit dem Keith Anderson, natürlich auch mit dem Kurt von Two Rocks and Bands und natürlich auch mit dem Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart, er ist ein begnadeter Dobro-Spieler. Er sagt, Jerry Douglas ist mein grosser Vorbild, aber er hat eins um Jerry Douglas voraus, nämlich er spielt auch noch Violine, wie ein absoluter Wahnsinniger. Und der ist heute da bei uns im Studio Zürich. Er sagt, Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Good to having you here in Zurich.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, tell me, you've been in Grindelwald. I guess you're the first time here in Switzerland.
Well, I've been to Switzerland years ago, 1994, but I was in Geneva.
Okay.
And so that's been a long time ago. I've pretty much, you know, I've been a lot of places since then, and I was really young, and I think...
Yeah, and the reason
hard
was
to remember.
1994, the reason to come to Switzerland also for playing music.
I was playing for a guy that was on Warner Brothers Records at the time named Sean Kemp.
Absolutely.
And Sean has went on to be quite a well-known songwriter. But yeah, I played in his band and we did a little 2-week tour of Europe. We went to Norway and France and Germany.
Yeah.
And Amsterdam.
Okay, let me translate that. 1994 war er schon bei uns gewesen, in der Schweiz. Der Jimmy Stewart damals hat er gespielt als junger Mann und mit dem Sean Kemp. In der Zwischenzeit ist viel passiert. Er hat viel gemacht, er hat viel erreicht in seinem Leben. Um was es geht, das erfahrst du da bei uns in den nächsten 2 Stunden. Mein Name ist David Polinomo. Er ist Jimmy Stewart. Das ist einer von seinen Songs, Message from a Farm. Und achte auf den Groove, auf den funky Groove und die gute Stimme.
Sleep in a month of Sundays. Oh, Blue keeps me up all night long. He lays around and cries and moans. When a dog won't chew his bone, there's something wrong. And I think there's something going on in the hen house. That old rooster, he don't even want to crow. They peck the ground like they're distressing, sending out an SOS in Morse code. And the pigs won't even waller in the mud. And the horses, they don't want to saddle up. And the message from the farm is a full barnyard alarm. Come home, baby, come home. Since you've been gone, every critter around here just cries and moans. Laying around the old shack, so sad missing you. You always said I was as stubborn as a mule. Well, that old mule, I think he would agree. He shakes his head like he's disgusted, wishing that he wasn't stuck with me. It ain't their fault, we're all in this boat together. But I know there'll be a mutiny on the yard if I don't think of something quick before this sinking ship just falls apart. And the pigs won't even waller in the mud. Heifers, hounds, and swines, we're all pining for your love. And the message from the farm is a full barnyard alarm. Come home, baby, come home. Since you've been gone, every critter around here just cries and moans. Laying around the old shack, so sad missing you. Every critter around here just cries and moans. Laying around the old shack, so sad missing you. Missing you. Just laying around the old shack, thinking how to get you back, wondering what to do. Come home, baby, come home. Since you've been gone, every critter around here just cries and moans. Laying around the old shack, so sad missing you.
Absolute fantastische Party haben wir in Grindelwald am 1. Oktober, am Samstagabend. Und jetzt ist er da bei uns, der Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy, I just got an email from a fan. He says, hey, I've been in Grindelwald. It was a fantastic show with a great crowd and a fantastic musician. Yeah. Tell us, you are a double player. I said it before, you played violin. But first of all, where are you from? We have here the song Message from the Farm. Tell it to our listener, your message, where are you from and all this stuff.
Actually, the guy that wrote Message from the Farm, he was from, I think, British Columbia.
Oh, really?
But he wrote that, and it was pitched to me when I was making my record. I grew up in the state of Louisiana, all over the state of Louisiana, from New Orleans up to northwestern Louisiana, more in the Texas-Arkansas area, uh-huh. You know.
Uh-huh.
My mother still lives in New Orleans. I lived in Louisiana until I was 16, and then I went on the road playing music and made my way to Nashville by the time I was 21, and have been there for 20 years.
Yeah. So usually people from Louisiana would think so, because we know that about Mark and boiled crawfish.
They play,
of course, Cajun or Zydeco, the black people. Why did you choose to play country, or do you play also other styles of country?
Actually, I really grew up playing bluegrass music. My dad and his brother were both bluegrass musicians. My uncle, my dad's just younger brother, Travis Stewart, spent some time playing for Bill Monroe back in 1971.
Uh-huh.
So he was a big influence on me. He taught me to play music. He had three sons that all played music, so we started a little family band of me and my cousins, you know. But mostly we had bluegrass festivals all over Louisiana. There was music happening every week,
uh-huh.
You know, somewhere.
So do you remember when you picked up first on the dobro, or a guitar maybe, or a violin?
Oh, probably as early as I can remember, 3, 4, 5 years old, mm-hmm. when I would get them out and just kind of bang on them, you know. I didn't start learning to actually try to learn chords and play the guitar until I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Started playing the dobro when I was 15, and then I started playing fiddle at 17 years old.
Oh, really?
Which is a little late for the fiddle. A lot of the best fiddle players start when they're really young, and I love the fiddle, and I really try my best to stay constantly practicing and constantly trying to get better on the fiddle. And it's never too late. Even though I'm getting older now, I'm learning more things, yeah, you know, that I always want to know on the fiddle.
But if you would compare that, playing dobro or the fiddle, what do you think, which one is, are you better doing?
I'm better at the dobro,
mm-hmm,
but in some ways, but the dobro is a sort of, I always tell people it's a really easy instrument to play. It's an open tuning, a straight bar, so you don't make chords, you know, like you do on a regular guitar. You just hold that bar in a straight line and play mostly. The fiddle is much harder to play than the guitar or the dobro. The fiddle is a lifelong pursuit, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So later in the show, you have your dobro mitt.
Oh, yeah.
With, we will hear some tune live here in Country Radio Switzerland.
Absolutely.
When I hear a first another tune from you, Better Than Thinking About You, it was a song written by you or from a friend of yours?
Better Than Thinking About You. Let me see.
Let me
have the title. I'm not
Hell, man, did I record that song?
Was it, the title. We've got the title wrong. I'm trying to think of which song has that line in it. Better.
Yeah,
Drinking Alone. Drinking Alone is the title of that song. Sitting at home, watching the phone, knowing you're gone, drinking alone.
Absolutely. Okay, let's do it. Mäntig morgen, wir schreiben den 3. Oktober. Heute mal nicht so, ist schon Mäntig, sondern ganz aufgestellt mit dem Jimmy Stewart am Country Radio Switzerland.
I'm drinking like a fish and dancing like a mule, fighting like a chicken and talking like a fool, and I will till I won't have to honky-tonk my blues. Because anything's better than thinking about you. Sitting at home, knowing you're gone, watching the phone, drinking alone. I'm roaring like a lion and lying like a dog, cussing like a sailor and singing like a frog. And I found a few friends who'll help me pretend that we ain't through. Because anything's better than thinking about you. Sitting at home, knowing you're gone, watching the phone, drinking alone. Left me crying like a child.
Ja, was sich der Gute alles einfallen lässt, damit er ja nicht muss an sie denken. Montagmorgen, und wie gesagt, es ist einmal ein anderer Montag, mal nicht einer, der muss sagen, schon wieder Montag, sondern wir sind ganz aufgestellt. Mit Gast Jimmy Stewart.
I feel like a grouch on Mondays, you know, when I awake, say where'd Sunday go? I wish it was Saturday and I was home, not stuck at work on the phone. In my house, how I enjoy to pass out my lazy boy. Now as I take coffee breaks, put my business face on, 'cause the weekend is gone, 'cause the weekend is gone.
Weekend is gone, but we are happy and up. Wir sind absolut aufgestellt, wie ich gesagt habe. Es hat mindestens jemand geschrieben. Der Theo nämlich, der Ticket gewonnen hatte, hat für Grindelwald und hat gesagt, hey, es sei so etwas von Rocky gewesen, richtig geiler, heißer Southern Rock ab und zu. Und das ist es wirklich gewesen. Jimmy Stewart, wenn er nicht gerade Musik spielt oder irgend so, dann singt er auch. Da ist er nämlich zu hören mit der Kelly Pickler mit Tough. Und der, der da hinten singt, ist auch tough. Er ist nämlich der Jimmy Stewart, der die Harmony Vocals mit der Kelly Pickler macht. Übrigens wird man ihn auch noch hören auf anderen Liedern von der neuen Kelly Pickler CD. Sobald sie da eintritt, werden wir sie da euch vorstellen. Jimmy Stewart ist seit 15 Jahren unterwegs oder 15 Jahre unterwegs gewesen, muss man mittlerweile sagen, mit Brooks & Dunn. Wer kennt sie nicht? Rund 75 Konzerte haben sie jedes Jahr gehabt, plus kleinere Sachen sonst noch rundherum. Und er ist immer mit dabei gewesen und hat dort Violine oder eben Dobro gespielt. Wenn er dort nicht gespielt hat, dann hat er oft auch mal gesungen. Auf einer CD, auf einer irgendeiner Aufnahme. Da gehört man dann auch bei Brooks & Dunn mit dem Titel Caroline. Das ist Country Radio Switzerland, live aus dem Studio Zürich, dem 3. Oktober 2011. Zu Gast bei mir, der Jimmy Stewart.
From your loving arms. sings like thunder through my head. I find no rest, now no comfort in a cold, dark, lonely bed.
Also Brooks und dann zusammen, wo man da gehört, auch die Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy!
We got another country hit coming up next.
All right. Let's listen in. Which one we have? Caroline Keller, Like Me.
I grew up with morals. Mama raised me right. I'm not the kind of girl that you'll find hanging out all night. You might think I'm crazy. You might say I'm strange. But I like the person that I am, and I'm not trying to change. Gonna make up my own mind, make up my own choice. Standing on my own two feet, not singing my own voice. Going out, getting loud, really don't excite me. TV, trying to shake their thing, but I ain't shaking nothing, boy, till I get a ring. There's a young man out there for me that I will meet someday. When that day finally comes, he'll like me this way. Gonna make up my own mind, make up my own choice. Standing on my own two feet, not singing my own voice. Excite me. Someday I'll find that boy who really likes me. Someday I'll find that boy who really likes me. I've learned the do's and don'ts. I've watched my P's and Q's. I'm a Christian girl with morals. You'll never find that.
Das ist Caroline Keller, wie wir würden sagen. Und wie sagt es dann der Jimmy Stewart? Are you familiar with this name? How would you pronounce that name here?
I would pronounce it Caroline Keller, yeah.
Caroline Keller?
But no, I've never heard of her.
Yeah, we say Caroline Keller. Because she's originally a Swiss, so their parents moved to America a couple of years ago. Now she's about 18 and she's doing mostly Christian country.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, wir haben gesagt, Jimmy Stewart ist auf verschiedenen Aufnahmen auch von Brooks & Dunn zu hören. Und ja, seit 15 Jahren lang ist er unterwegs gewesen mit denen auf Tour. In der Regel zwischen 90 und 75 Konzerten. Auch zu hören, der Harmony Vocal, der Jimmy Stewart auf dem Titel She Was Born to Roll. Country Radio Switzerland, dem heutigen Montagmorgen, 3. Oktober.
This is Country Radio Switzerland. crying. I kept the motor running in my car outside. She kissed him on the cheek, daddy's little girl. Then a woman walked out to take on the world. Through red tail lights and a cloud of dust, we went flying through the night. It was all about us, sitting on the seat right next to me. We drove off with a tank full of destiny. She was born to run. She was born to run. Yes, she was born to run. Born to run to me. With a new world waiting down the road up ahead. With passion running wild through our hearts and our heads. With everything we own packed in the back seat. Yeah, we had each other, that was all we need. They all called me crazy, said she'd never settle down. I was just her ticket out of town. But it looks like that night, fate proved them wrong. She's been mine, mine all along. She was born to run. She was born to run. Yes, she was born to run. Somehow we'd make it through. She's right here, no two ways about it. Her heart's still mine and her love's still true. She was born to run. What's the master's plan? Born to run. Put her heart in my hand. Born to run. Born to run to me.
Born to Run, She Was Born to Run, das ist ein Brooks and Dunn Song, wo da der Jimmy Stewart mit drauf gehören ist. Jimmy, do you see that nice bottle of wine?
Yes.
Please tell me, where is this bottle from?
That would looks like it's from Arrington Vineyards out of Kix Brooks' Vineyard in Arrington, Tennessee.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? We have been there, and it was a nice place, and Kix Brooks really doing great wines there in his winery.
He puts a lot of effort into it.
I think so, and it's very, very nice made and all this stuff. Tell me, I have said it before, you have been 15 years on the road with Brooks and Dunn.
Yes.
Tell us first about maybe Kix Brooks. We know now he has his vineyard. He's in a studio, as I heard. He's probably doing a new CD. Run It On, he has a CD already out as a solo artist. Tell us a lot.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about it. I've worked with Kix a couple times just within the last few months, and riding down the road on his bus, he's played me some samples of some stuff he's working on. I think I heard 4 or 5 songs that he's written and recorded, and then about 2 weeks ago he sent me an email saying he was going in the studio again. So I know he's working on it right now, you know. Kix has also been making a couple movies, and I have a song on the soundtrack of the first movie he just made.
Oh, really?
The opening scene is me playing dobro and singing, and that had nothing to do with my connection to Kix. It came from an outside source that, you know, just
But you played with Brooks Dunn. Are you more familiar with Kix or with
equally familiar with both of them? I've spent a little bit more time with Kix. Kix is from my same part of the country. You know, he's from Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and we hit it off pretty early on. You know, but he's a lot of fun. He's a great guy.
Yeah. That's cool. And yes, as we heard Tony before, he is looking to go in the studio. Or is he already?
No, he already has. Yeah, he was in the studio all during the week before last, I think.
Okay, also der Kix Brooks ist auch im Studio offensichtlich. Wir haben es ja vor etwa 3 Wochen gesagt, dass er am Suchen ist. Offensichtlich hat er jetzt Leute gefunden auch. You have been on tour for 15 years. Do you often do also studio work, or are you more the live musician?
I just sit around and wait for the phone to ring mostly, and sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. So I work, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
Uh-huh.
I've worked a lot in the last 6 months with, well, I say a lot. No, I don't work a lot because he's 87 years old. Earl Scruggs is 87, the banjo player.
Mm-hmm.
And I go out and work with him maybe once every other month. I'll go do a show with him. And then I have this band I'm in with Teddy Gentry of Alabama, the bass player for Alabama. We do shows once every month or so. And then, like I say, about once every month, I go out and work with Kix. It's just spread around, mostly, what they call freelance work, you know?
Yeah. Also er ist oftmal unterwegs, hat mit dem Earl Scruggs zusammen gespielt, der King of the fünfseitigen Banjo. Er ist mit dem Teddy Gentry, mit dem Drummer von Alabama im Studio gsi und so. Er ist immer wieder mal etwas am machen, aber es ist nicht so, dass er sehr viel Studioarbeiten macht. Meistens sitzt er rum, wenn er humorvoll seid und wartet auf irgendwelche Anrufe. Ganz am Anfang der Sendung habe ich gesagt, einer von seinen ganz grossen Vorbilder ist Jerry Douglas, und von ihm hören wir uns gerade den Titel an, der heisst Little Martha.
Tell all your friends to turn on Country Radio. The best hits all the time.
On your favorite dial hit stations.
This is your host, David Bowie.
Today's hottest dial hits.
And yesterday's way back playback.
You're listening to the best music you'll find anywhere.
Another great country song is coming up next.
Thank you.
He's the Dober King, they say. Das ist Jerry Douglas und er ist grosses Vorbild von meinem heutigen Gast, von Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy, I said it before, probably he's has the role, he's the role model for your career, for your dobro playing, ain't it?
He's the role model for everyone that wants to play dobro. He single-handedly took it up a notch from what it was back in the late 70s. He's created a whole new style of playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You told me a very interesting story about dobro.
Yeah.
About where's the name from?
Yeah, the Dopiero brothers. And I think I'm pronouncing that right. I've heard people say it Dopiero, Dopiera, but I think it's Dopiera. Dopiero brothers. And they moved to Huntington Beach, California, back in the late 20s or somewhere right around 1930. I don't know all the exact details, but
moved from where?
I think they were Czechoslovakia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they invented the guitar in search of trying to create a louder instrument before we had electric pedal steel and lap steel guitars and electric Telecasters and all that. So it has a kind of a what the resonator is the amplification of it. It's a speaker cone shaped aluminum cone that projects the sound, almost sounds amplified.
And it's always aluminum?
For just that cone. Yeah, just the cone. And the cone sits in just like a speaker cone sits in a speaker cabinet. You can see the
yeah, I see.
So
but inside okay.
You hear that?
But inside, is it steel?
Well, the only thing that's steel is this cover plate.
Uh-huh.
And then, see this, the one, mm-hmm. That's aluminum.
Yeah, I see that.
Die-cast aluminum.
Yeah.
And then the resin, or the cone is made out of a thin sheet of aluminum that's spun in a circle to create the bends and shape it into the cone shape.
Yeah, so kind of a loudspeaker?
Kind of like a loudspeaker. Like I say, it's shaped exactly like a speaker cone.
Uh-huh.
And then the strings are tightened up over the top of that aluminum cone. Yeah.
Hochinteressant. Also das Dobro, das ist im Prinzip so ein bisschen aufgebaut wie ein Lautsprecher, muss man sich vorstellen. Das hat so hochdünne Aluminiumschicht drin und die vibriert und das tut dann eben den Klang erzeugen, respektive verstärken. Und die Dobero Brothers sind offensichtlich Tschechen gewesen, die in den 20er Jahren ausgewandert sind nach Kalifornien und die haben eben das Instrument erfunden. Und das eben sagt man Resonator Guitar.
The exact name was Resophonic Guitar.
Resophonic Guitar, hat man dem gesagt. Und Dobro heisst im Prinzip, weil die Dobero Brothers das erfunden haben, darum heisst Dobro. Also man kann es vergleichen, wenn man sagt, hast du ein Henje? Henje ist ein Brand, oder? Das Wasser, aber man redet von Henje. Also da bei uns in Zürich und einem grossen Teil von der Schweiz. Und darum heisst es Dobro von den Dobero Brothers. Hochinteressant, das zu sehen. Ja? So, Jerry Douglas, you said that's your hero.
One of them. There was a guy that was before him named Josh Graves, or Uncle Josh, that played with Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. And as a kid, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs were my beginning influences. And then, like I say, Jerry was a direct influence from Josh Graves, and Jerry just took it to the next level. But I was equally influenced by Josh Graves and Mike Aldridge as Jerry, but Jerry has definitely been the biggest innovator.
Yeah, and what about John Fogerty? Do you know John Fogerty?
I met him once. I met him, had a little crazy weekend with him, and he was a very, very nice guy. He's a dobro player himself.
He plays dobro?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's a fan of the dobro. He's He doesn't play dobro a lot, but he did play dobro on Creedence Clearwater Revival's "Looking Out My Back Door." Do do do, looking out, yeah. You know, so that he's playing all that.
That's John Fogerty playing that.
Okay. Yeah.
John Fogerty, wissen wir, das ist ja der Sänger von Creedence Clearwater CCR. Und der spielt auch dobro und er hat dann letztens getroffen und hat einen lustigen Abend gehabt. So you played with him live or what?
Yeah, he called about three or four months ago, he didn't call. His brother Bob Fogarty called. Bob is pretty much his tour manager. Mm-hmm. And they called and said they wanted a fiddle dobro player. Or really fiddle and dobro and lots of other instruments. Just kind of someone in that utility player spot. The thing about John Fogarty's music is he doesn't have really much dobro or fiddle in his music. So he really doesn't need a dobro or fiddle player. He just likes the dobro.
Ah,
so they called me, and then once he got me there, we played a little bit. And the one show that I did play with him, he only had me play dobro on one song, fiddle on one song, and the rest of the show I switched back and forth between mandolin, conga, which I had never played a conga before, and sometimes I had to play conga and cowbell at the same time. I had to play lap steel, electric guitar, acoustic guitar. It was nine different instruments that he had me switching back and forth from. Okay. And really his only critique was that he wanted to make sure when each song started I changed and switched to the right instrument that I needed for that song. But all through the rehearsals I didn't know what song was coming next. Uh-huh. So I had no way of nine things to know which to grab next, which was what made him tell me, I'm very serious about you being ready to play the next song. And I said, I assure you, Mr. Fogarty, when I see the set list, I will be ready for the next song.
Did you say Mr. Fogarty, though?
I think I did. I don't know.
Okay. Interessant. Er hat letztens mit John Fogarty gespielt. John Fogarty, wie ich gesagt habe, spielt auch Dobro und er liebt das Dobro auch sehr. Und darum hat er gesagt, hey, ich will dich mit dabei haben bei einer Show. Nur eben, die Lieder, die passen natürlich nicht immer für aus Dobro. Und so hat er Violine müssen spielen, hat Dobro gespielt, dann hat er noch Conga müssen spielen, wo er noch nie gemacht hat und so. Und schlussendlich hat er etwa 9 verschiedene Instrumente gespielt an dem Abend. Und dann Mr. Fogarty hat gesagt, hey, ich schaue ganz genau, dass du im richtigen Moment das richtige Instrument spielst. Das wäre eigentlich nicht einmal so schwer, aber es hat eine Kassettliste gehabt und so hätte der Jim immer müssen hin und her rennen und schauen, welches Instrument man jetzt packen kann. Was muss ich jetzt spielen? By the way, Jerry Douglas, your role model, get from 1983 till 2006, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Grammy Awards.
Oh, yeah. He's an amazing musician. He's one
Jerry
of the best.
Jerry Douglas, sein grosser Vorbild, hat 12 Grammy Awards bekommen. 3-mal von der Country Music Association, the Musician of the Year. 2007, das letzte Mal von der IBMA, International Bluegrass Music Association, hat er Awards bekommen. Am Teufel, so ab. Ihr könnt das mal Wikipedia.org nachlesen. I was thinking about to hear a song, listen to a song from Jerry Douglas and John Fogarty. It's called the Swiss, not the Swiss Blues, the Swing Blues, but the Swiss Blues. You know what, my friend? You should write a song about Country Radio Switzerland.
I will work on that.
Okay.
I'll get busy.
Okay. So, da sind wir rein da. Wir kommen bald in die zweite Stunde, 10 Minuten vor den 11 am heutigen 3. Oktober. Das ist Country Club, das ist Morgenshow. Ich bin der David Poli, mein Gast heute, der Jimmy Stewart.
Now my baby got something to call a stingery.
Jerry Douglas und John Fogerty, die John Fogerty, wenn wir vorhin gehört haben, mit ihm hat er gespielt, mein Gast Jimmy Stewart, nicht allzu lang her. Did you play with Jerry Douglas?
Never had a chance to play with Jerry. I've met him several times now that I've lived in Nashville, and I've gotten to know all. I've played with some of those other guys in Alison Krauss's band, and through them I've gotten to know Jerry a little bit, but... Mm-hmm. but
Alison Krauss is well known also here in Switzerland. We had a couple of times here already. So, do you mind, do you want to play your song live here in the studio for us?
We'll do my best.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's an old bluegrass song Jimmy Martin did called Freeborn Man. Well, I was born in the Southland. First time when I was only 4 years old. Now I'm a freeborn man. My home is on my back. Well, I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Well, I got me a Martin guitar, carrying an old tote sack. I hawked it about 400 times, but I always got it back. I'm a freeborn man. My home is on my back. Well, I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Is on my back. Well, I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track. Talk, but you like the way I'm gone. I'm a freeborn man. My home is on my back. Well, I know every inch of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
edge of the highway, every foot of back road, every mile of railroad track.
Jimmy Stewart live im Studio Zürich an dem heutigen Montagmorgen, den 3. Oktober, nachdem wir ein grossartiges Weekend haben, wo natürlich in Grindelwald.
Hey folks, it's Slam Dunkin' here in Nashville, Tennessee. It's been a late night downtown on Broadway. Have a couple of drinks and now I'm heading home listening to the morning show with my buddy David right here on Country Radio Switzerland.
Hey y'all, it's Keith Anderson, and this is your Swiss number one radio with your host and my buddy, David. Have a great day with Country Radio Switzerland.
So, danke vielmal, das ist er mit Picking Wildflowers.
Hey baby, what you doing this scene again? You meet me down at the railroad tracks. I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado, and I'm ice down a six-pack. Ow. Don't you worry about your mama, like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, won't you see me go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby, a picking wildflowers. Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating. Yeah, dive in like honeybees. Baby, won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. We'll sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby. Wildflowers. Take a trail ride if you know what I mean. Hey baby, won't you come with me? Won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. We'll sneak away for a couple of hours.
Das war also der Keith Anderson. Wir spielen den Titel von Greg Campbell, ein neuer Mann in Nashville, Tennessee. Und später dann hören wir uns nochmal einen Titel an von Jimmy Stewart live aus dem Studio Zürich.
Got a bottle of tequila and a front row seat. Just you, the Milky Way and me. Got nowhere to go. And all night to get there. Got some Skinner and straight on a burned CD, a blanket on the ground underneath the trees, and nowhere to go, and all night to get there. So slow down, baby, let's see if we can make it last. Nights like these go by so fast. So lay your head on my shoulder and put your hand in mine. Show me you love me and take your time. We got nowhere to go and all night to get there. rocking across the lake. With that look in your eyes, you couldn't drag me away. Got nowhere to go, and all night to get there. So slow down, baby, let's see if we can make it last. Nights like these go by so fast. So lay your head on my shoulder and put your hand in mine. Show me you love me and take your time. We got nowhere to go and all night to get there. All night to get there. Got a bottle of tequila and a front row seat. Just you, the Milky Way, and me. Got nowhere to go and all night to get there.
Das war dann also der Greg Campbell, All Night to Get There. Wir haben ganz am Anfang gehört von der Sendung, der Jimmy Stewart war auch schon da in der Schweiz, nämlich 1994 mit dem Sean Kemp, und hat verschiedene Sachen gemacht, auch mit dem Sean zusammen. Man hat uns einen Titel an, wo man ihn auch gehört. Der Titel heisst Let's Talk About Us. And after this tune, we talk about Jimmy Stewart.
Alright.
Und später spielt er dann noch eins. Wir sind in die zweite Stunde gekommen. Es ist 11 Uhr. Schönen guten Montagmorgen. Wie kommt es wieder Switzerland?
I ain't scared of no skeletons in your closet. That's a door to the past, so let's put a lock on it. We've been trading stories about love gone wrong about long enough. That's enough about me. That's enough about you. Now, baby, let's talk about us. Talked of all the rocky roads love's let us down. Let's leave our old bags on the shoulder, baby, and let's blow this old town. Been spinning our wheels, going nowhere, just a stirring up a cloud of dust. That's enough about me, that's enough about you. Now, baby, let's talk about us. Let's talk about us. Tomorrow's another day. Let's talk about trusting each other. Start somewhere. Let's talk about us. Tomorrow's another day. Let's talk about trusting each other in every way. We got a future sweeter than honey, baby, and it's right on the tip of our tongue. That's enough about me, that's enough about you. Now, baby, let's talk about us. Baby, let's talk about us.
Let's talk about Jimmy Stewart. Mein heutiger Gast haben wir ihn gehört, Harmony Vocals zusammen mit dem Sean Kemp. You're a good friend from Sean?
Very, very many years good friends with Sean, like literally like brothers, yes. I've known him since 1987.
Okay. And yeah, I've been on the road so many times. We said it before. 15 Jahre lang ist er unterwegs mit Brooks and Dunn. 15 years with Brooks and Dunn. What was the funniest thing that ever happened to you on the road?
I have an easy answer for this. The funniest thing that ever happened to me. And I'm kind of known as a talker and a storyteller. You know, when I get going, I talk a lot and tell a lot of stories. And when I started trying to write songs, I couldn't think of anything to write about at first, and I thought, well, maybe I should write some story songs, because I like the story songs, you know. And I had an incident out on the road with Brooks and Dunn in Atlantic City at Trump Taj Mahal, where I stayed out all night till 2 or 3 in the morning, I guess, 3 or 4 o'clock, something like that. And I came back to my room, and I laid down, and I went to sleep. And I woke up about 8 a.m. and I went to the bathroom. Well, I, being kind of disoriented, kind of sleepy, you know, I flushed the toilet and walked out the door of my hotel room into the hallway. The door shut behind me, but I was sleepwalking, I think. While I was in the bathroom, my eyes kind of closed. I went back to sleep, walked right out the door. The door shut on me, and I was outside in the hallway with no clothes on at all, completely naked. So I was locked out. And everyone says, well, what did you do then? And then I would say, well, I went over, and I hid behind this piece of furniture that was in the hallway. And so I told the whole story, and I told it several times to everyone I knew. Sean Kemp and Chris Stapleton had both heard me tell the story so many times that one day when we got together to write a song, we wrote a song about my experience of walking out of my door naked.
So, there is a song now?
There is a song, and I do it, yeah, in every show I do. It's called I Was Naked. Well, we say it like you say down south, naked, in, you know, instead of naked. We say naked. I was naked.
Also, die Geschichte muss ich erzählen. Ich habe gefragt, was ist denn das Lustigste gewesen oder das Schrägste gewesen, was er bis jetzt erlebt hat. Und Tour, wenn du dir vorstellst, 15 Jahre mit Brooks und dann unterwegs sind, mit einem Haufen anderen natürlich auch. Und er sagt, er sei jetzt in Atlantic City gewesen. Dort haben sie gespielt, im Taj Mahal. Und irgendwann so um 3:30, dann sei er ins Bett. Am Morgen um 8 sei er aufgestanden, hat müssen auf die Toilette. Sei dort mit halb geschlossenen Augen auf dem, brünzelt. Und dann ist er wieder halb schlafend rausgelaufen und statt wieder ins Bett zu gehen, ist er zum Zimmer raus und dann hat sich die Türen zugeschnappt und er ist dann nackt im Gang rausgestanden. Und
Hey, you always have to put that little latch. Well, we have, you know, a chain that, because it happens. That happens to a lot of people.
Yeah. And tell again, what did you then?
Well, I was the first door on the right from the elevator, so there was a piece of furniture there by the elevators. It wasn't a dresser. It had no drawers. It was just a solid piece of furniture, just kind of like a hall table. And I ran over and pulled it away from the wall a little bit and laid down on my back and kind of curled my knees up and laid there. Just kind of thinking about what am I going to do, you know? And so then I heard some people coming. So I was peeking around the floor where my head's down on the floor. I was peeking around the side of the piece of furniture I was hiding behind. And I heard the elevator doors open and I heard them close. So I thought they got on and were gone. So I kind of shuffled around and raised my head up over the center of the table I was hiding behind. And they were still there. They didn't get on the elevator, so they saw me. And so I asked them if they would go get security to come let me in my room. Security came along and looked at me pretty funny. And then I went home and wrote a song about it. I never expected to write a song about anything like that, but it gets a lot of laughs when I...
Okay.
When I sing it.
You have to, when you're back at home, you have to be sure that we get this song. So okay. You're a great story. Also, es hat dort auf dem Gang draussen, wo er also nackt draussen gestanden ist, wo er realisiert hat, wo er ist. Offensichtlich hat er kein Bein gefunden. Hat sich ein kleines Tischli gehabt dort, und das hat er ein bisschen vorgezogen und hat sich hinter dem Tischli versteckt. Und dann hat er gehört, wie der Lift kommt, wie die Lifttür aufgeht, hat die Leute gesehen, ist davon ausgegangen, dass wenn die Lifttür wieder zugeht, dass die Leute dann weg sind. Sie sind aber immer noch da gewesen, und dann haben sie ihn gesehen. Und dann sind Security gekommen und alles zusammen, und die haben den Schräg angeschaut. Auf jeden Fall, das Missgeschick hat auch etwas gut. Sie haben nämlich ein Lied dann drüber geschrieben, und ja, früher oder später werden wir das da machen können, spielen bei Cancelius Witzeland. Wanna play a song from Alabama?
Play Dobro and Fiddle on this.
Are you sure, Hank Donny? Da spielt der Dobro und Fiddle. Mein heutiger Gast, Jimmy Stewart. Country to Switzerland. Knüsst in Mantic Morgan.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We made the change. Somebody told us when we came to Nashville, boys, you really got it made. Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but I don't think Hank done it this way. I don't think Hank done it this way. No. One night stand, speeding my young life away. Yeah, tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Are you sure Hank done it this way? Did old Hank really do it this way? Four-piece band looking sideways at me, singing our songs, one of his now and then. But I don't think Hank done them this way. No, I don't think Hank done them this way. Yeah.
Grossartige Titel, wo man da den Jimmy Stewart an den Fiddler hört, aber auch am Dobro mit der Alabama. Well, we were talking about that you are from Louisiana, actually, and I ask you just while starting the show, why you don't play Cajun music?
Yeah, I didn't have anything against Cajun music. Mm. I liked it just fine. I was just so deeply engrossed in bluegrass music that I didn't have time for anything else when I was learning. You know, I was a real bluegrass fan.
Yeah. I told you we have here in Switzerland a band that's called Marketable Crawfish.
Yep.
They're also doing a weekly radio show here, Cajun and Sidico special called. That's Mark and Mireille. I want to play you a tune, and after that, please let me know if you like it or not.
Okay.
Hi, this is Mark, and I'm with
Mireille, and we are Mark and the Bald Crawfish. We are always listening to
Country Radio Switzerland,
the best Cajun and Sidekick music in town.
C'est pas la peine, braillez.
The Bull Crawfish, they are from Rüschlikon. That's not that far from our place. And tell me, are they doing a good job here?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. I'd love to hear them play live.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's always a fun and always a big party, of course. Mm-hmm. And Mark is a cook, so he makes the best jambalaya I ever had. Definitely. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, der Jimmy Stewart ist da bei uns und er hat jetzt eine Fiddle auspackt und jetzt bringt er uns eine Fiddle-Tune. What do you want to play for us?
I think I'll try to play one called Big Mon, which is a Bill Monroe tune, Mon being the first three letters of Monroe. He named the song Big Mon.
Okay, Big Mon, ladies and gentlemen, live da bei uns im Studio Zürich, der Jimmy Stewart.
I apologize, I will have to check my tuning, I'm sorry I didn't... Okay.
On the fiddle, Jimmy Stewart. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Fantastic. Okay. So, can you sing and play the fiddle together?
It's a little harder than... It's really hard to sing and play the dobro at the same time because you have to look down and keep your mouth up by the microphone, but also be able to kind of watch where your left hand is down on the neck. But fiddle is even harder. It can be done. Tim O'Brien's one of the best. I haven't worked up too many things. Let me think. Seems like I was working on something.
Till next question, the harder question. Can you play fiddle, singing, and play dobro?
All at the same time? No.
Okay, let's go there.
But yeah, there are a few tunes it's that you can work up playing fiddle and singing. It's kind of difficult, though, to do it at the same time.
You want
to
do a second play?
Sure.
With the fiddle?
Maybe something like...
Ganz spontan, schnell überlegen, was wir dann könnte spielen. Wenn wir dann schon mal da bei uns im Studio haben, dann müssen wir ihn geniessen, oder? Okay.
Okay, this is a slow tune, one called Maiden's Prayer.
Das ist Jimmy Stewart. So, yes, you're a great violinist. Also, this fiddle looks to be pretty old.
Yeah, I'm not sure how, but, you know, fiddles 100 years old are extremely common. I would say it's 80, 100, 100 to 120 years old. I really don't know, though. I know it's a French fiddle. It's a Maggini copy. And, you can tell a Maggini when you see it because they've got a little extra. They're a little bit bigger than a normal fiddle. It's not a viola size, but it's just slightly bigger than other 4/4 full size violins.
Okay. We heard before Jerry Douglas is your main role model in what about dobro playing and the violin? You have a hero.
I'd say Kenny Baker that played with Bill Monroe, and then the more modern favorite fiddle player would be Stuart Duncan. He's the greatest,
probably,
in my opinion.
It's probably on every record, huh?
If you've heard Stuart Duncan, yeah, he's on all kind of stuff, but he's just he's incredible. He's probably my favorite.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you about I'm a great guitar player. Yeah, I met Brent Mason.
Yeah, gave him a few lessons.
I know he did a workshop, so I went to the workshop and I said I want to learn how to play guitar, but my guitar has just two strings. Can I get 60% off? 60% off. No, it was fun. It was really fun to see that. It's unbelievable, this man, huh?
Yeah, that's an entirely different level than most normal humans.
Yeah. I guess he's the most recorded artist on the guitar ever. Unbelievable.
I've heard something like that, yeah, and in pretty much any style, any genre, he could jump right in and be the greatest.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Jimmy Thurston?
Who's that?
Jimmy Thurston? Or not?
Jamie Johnson?
No.
No? Sorry, I'm having trouble
Jimmy
understanding.
Thurston. Yeah, I think... he was last year in Grindelwald. How's his name?
Jamie Lee Thurston.
Jamie Lee, yes.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with him. I've heard Joanna Cotton talk about him. I've heard his name a lot, but no, I haven't heard his music.
So now you have to hear it.
Okay.
Because he did a great show also in Grindelwald. And gonna play this tune, The Good Life, with Jamie Lee Thurston. Now for Luther. Jamie Zumadon, you know the name of Jamie Lee Thurston. That's Jimmy Stewart.
Working on a broke down.
tractor in a tore-up field. It's always something with this hunk of steel. Skinned up knuckles and a sunburned back. Lord, I need a little shade and a cold six-pack. It gets frustrating on days like this, but as much as I cuss, then as bad as it gets. I'm living the good life, fighting the good fight. Angel by my side, loving me all night. Plenty of blue skies, and ain't got the whole pie, but I'm getting my slice, and I'm doing all right, living the good life. Well, there ain't no neighbors in our neighborhood, just these 10 acres of weeds and woods. But I'll spend 5 hours on my Cub Cadet to see my baby son and naked on our back deck. I can't afford to take her back to Cancun, but it still feels like we're on our honeymoon. Living a good life, fighting a good fight. Angel by my side, loving me all night. Plenty of blue skies, ain't got the whole pie, but I'm getting my slice, and I'm doing all right. Living a good life. Picking while the summer sun sets. Good friends, good food, good God, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm living the good life, fighting the good fight. Angel by my side, loving me all night. Plenty of blue skies, ain't got the whole pie, but I'm getting my slice, and I'm doing all right. Living the good life. Yes, I'm living a good life. Let's go.
The Good Life, die Jamie Lee Thurston, die letztes Jahr in Grindelwald war. An diesem Wochenende, an diesem Samstag, haben wir grossartige Leute wie Turok's Band aus Liechtenstein gehabt. Wir haben eine Schoko-Party aus Texas gehabt. Wir haben Keith Anderson gehabt und Jimmy Stewart, der jetzt da bei mir zu Gast ist. Und Joanna Cotton. Tell me, Joanna Cotton is a good friend of her?
Yeah, she, you know, I don't keep in touch with her all the time, but we were label mates on Warner Brothers Records a few years ago, and she had a similar experience to me. She kind of got a raw deal with Warner Brothers, and they let her go just like they let me go without actually putting anything behind our records, and so. I don't know. She's, like I say, we've known each other 2 or 3 years, not great friends, but she kind of surprised me, actually, that she called me out of the blue to ask me if I wanted to come to Grindelwald, and it was on her recommendation that they brought me there. So yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and thanks God she did. And yeah. She showed us how great she is. She has a fantastic voice.
She's incredible.
Yeah, she was there with her husband, Doug.
Great so. Person out. Great, yeah, Doug.
Now
great,
they're on the way person. To Barcelona.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. We have had a good time. We've had a jam-packed 4 days in Grindelwald. We've done non-stop action and drinking and eating and laughing and playing music.
Right, but
for 4 days.
Did you have the time a little bit to see also Grindelwald, or did you see just the restaurants, the bars, and the hall?
We spent probably 3 or 4 hours taking a gondola ride up to the top of the hill, and we ate lunch up there, and we just stood and looked out over the scenery and took pictures, and Renee told us information about, you know, explained a lot of things to us. And so it was a fun ride up the gondola or the ski lift, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Okay.
So, yeah, we did things like that.
Okay, let's listen to tunes from Joanna Cotton. The first one is If I'm Gonna Be Bad. And also that was the for the drive through. Joanna Cotton, am Samstag in Grindelwald. Mittlerweile ist es 11:30 Uhr, das ist der Country Club. Ich bin der David Bolli, mein Gast, Jimmy Stewart.
My name is Joanna Cotton, and this is your Swiss number one country radio with your host, David. Have a great day with Country Radio Switzerland.
Yeah, I was having a little trouble with this thing called love. It was over the top, but not near enough. I either had a hot lover who could not be true, or a true-hearted man who could light my fuse. I was a forest fire waiting on the wind to catch, but when I run up on you, baby, I met my man. Love to pick a fight, but I believe your bark's much worse than your bite. I'm not like all the other girls who just give in and let you have your way over and over again. You throw stones, I'm gonna throw them right back. Yeah, believe me, baby, you done met your match. You got the fuel, you burn me down. I must have something keep you coming around. Cause I was made for holding and squeezing in, loving the likes of you. Yeah, we both got an itch, nobody else knows how to scratch. Come on, scratch my itch, baby. I know I met mine, and I believe you done met your match. You can call my bluff, but you can't keep me high.
set your match. You got the fuse, you burn me down. I must have something to keep you coming around. Your match, yeah. Stick a fork in you, baby.
Match your match, das ist Joanna Cotton. Sie ist mit dabei gewesen am 1. Oktober in Grindelwald Country Night 2011. Eine grossartige Sache. Und an dieser Stelle möchte ich mich noch ganz herzlich bedanken bei der Frau und dem Herr Merkle vom Hotel Derby, wo man zu Gast sein. Herzlichen Dank und natürlich auch ganz ein grosses Dankeschön an alle, die das Ganze möglich gemacht haben. An Reini und Thomas und die ganze Crew. Gastfreundschaft dort in Grindelwald ist einfach immer fantastisch. Da bei mir im Studio noch die letzten paar Minute to Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy, do you have kids?
Yeah, I have two sons, 12 years old and 14 years old.
And both play music?
Both play music. I do a regular gig, about once a month in Nashville at the Station Inn. They call it the world famous Station Inn.
And Broadway?
And, well, no, actually up on 12th Avenue, it's a little bluegrass venue called the Station Inn. And so I get my kids up on stage on that once a month. They really look forward to coming down and getting up and doing a couple songs
and
with
how
me.
How old, though?
12 and 14. And the 12-year-old plays guitar. And they actually, both of them can pick up a couple different instruments and make them sound pretty good and play along and sing a few, you know, songs. But the little one especially has been really playing a lot of pretty advanced guitar for his age, and the older one plays guitar and sings, plays mandolin and sings. Wow. The oldest one's actually been playing Kix Brooks's mandolin on the last few shows I did with him. I
really
borrowed it, and he just picked it up and started playing it.
They have daddy's gene. That's about the music.
I think so.
Fantastic, great.
I push them a little bit, but I don't really push them. I try to trick them into playing music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, do you mind you can play another song, another tune with your dobro and maybe sing?
Yeah. If I can think of something to do, I'm sitting. How about, do one called Blues Stay Away From Me.
Oh. Misery.
I can't see. Seems somehow I never can be free. Why don't you let me be? I don't know why you're always haunting me. I don't know why you're always haunting me.
Mr. Jimmy Stewart live in Studio City. Thank you very much, Jimmy.
Thank you.
You definitely lighted up our Monday morning here in Switzerland. Absolutely. So I think we close this broadcasting show with another title from Keith Anderson. And I have to say thank you very much for coming in our studio, and
thank you for having
wishing
me.
You all the best for your future, and please keep in touch. Let us know about your doing. You told us that you go to the studio and probably should come out the CD next year.
I'm going to try to go in the studio as soon as I get home from this trip. I'm going to get back and get started on making a record and try to get it done here within the next month or so, and something I've needed to do for a while, and I think I finally have the opportunity to do it.
Fantastic.
This next few weeks.
And other ideas, plans for the future, next future, maybe? Where do you see you in 10 years, maybe?
Wow, I don't know. You know, things are changing so much. I don't know if I'm really going to try to pursue a country record deal with the major labels in Nashville right now, but I'm really going to try to do what everybody else is doing and make my own record and just get out and play as much as I can. I would love to come back to Europe as much as I could. I wish I could come over here about once every few months, you know, and stay for a couple weeks, two or three times a year. That'd be great.
Yeah, okay, we'll see what we can do.
All right.
Okay, so thank you very much. Bedankt mich ganz herzlich. Jimmy Stewart würde also gern wieder in die Schweiz kommen, hat es total genossen, da zu sein. Er wird aber bald ins Studio gehen, wird etwas aufnehmen. Und he got us the promise that Country Radio Switzerland got the CD as soon as possible.
Yeah, oh, and I forgot to mention, I do have a song up on iTunes that's available for purchase and download, so there's that too. Sorry.
Okay, auf iTunes kann man seine Titel abladen, also geht auf iTunes, Jimmy Stewart, und zwar schreibt er sich mit S-T-E-W-A-R-T Stewart. Jimmy, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Das wäre es also gewesen, dem heutigen Montag, da bei uns am 3. Oktober im Studio Zürich. Mein Name ist David Poli. Ich wünsche euch ganz grossartige Zeit. And we close with a song, what's called Somebody Needs a Hug. We'll hug you right now. Okay? Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all, it's Keith Anderson, and this is your Swiss number one radio with your host and my buddy, David. Have a great day with Country Radio Switzerland.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you all. Danke, Grindelwald. Und habe eine grossartige Zeit. Bye-bye.
I think it's safe to say you've had a bad day. Something even tells me maybe I should stay away. But I can't. I'm living dangerously. Yeah, baby, call me crazy. I think I know what you need. Girl, I got your remedy. Somebody needs a hug. A little personal attention. Some good old loving and affection. Yeah, I'm talking full body. Good Lord Almighty. Woo! Come on and get you some. You need to be wrapped up. Bear squeeze where you can barely breathe. Somebody needs a hug. I see you're not convinced, you're still on defense, and I'd be wise to disappear if I had any sense. But I don't. No, obviously I think I can fix it. Baby, don't resist it. Darling, it's so easy to see. Somebody needs a hug. A little personal attention.
place where you can bear.